Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, December 13th. The grains closed lower with March corn down 5¾ cents, 479.5. March wheat down 20¼ cents at 605¼. And January beans down 16¼ cents at 1307.5. The grains were mostly lower on the effects of the Argentinians devaluing the peso. They cut it by more than 50%. It went from 365 pesos to the dollar to 800 pesos to the dollar. So, you know, that's a pretty big cut out here. And, you know, they were talking about reducing the generous subsidies on fuel and transport. So all that kind of ganged up on the grains to move it lower. Now, the U.S. dollar, since the Fed announced that interest rates will be left unchanged, it's broken more than a full point, a full penny, down to 102.38. Silver rallied $1 an ounce. Gold's up 37 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average made a new historic high. Right now it's up 4.11. The bonds are up over 2 full basis points. It looked like the dot plot showed lower interest rates over the next 2 years. They said they were a little concerned about inflation, but it wasn't running as hot, and they left it unchanged. So it really, you know, I think the dollar should support the grains in the morning a little bit out here, plus the metals. But, you know, if the funds want to continue to sell, you know, we could certainly move lower out here. Yeah, I think it's a mistake to be selling corn down here. In fact, the corn chart on the daily chart on March corn looks like it's trying to put in a head and shoulders bottom on the charts. Hopefully, we can close the week out strong, which might confirm that. So we'll have to see. But, you know, the beans, the funds aren't long that many beans after today. They're long about maybe 25,000 contracts of beans, maybe 100,000 meal. The meal is the one that concerns me more, but they're short oil, so maybe after the first they sell meal by oil, and maybe the effects won't be too bad on the beans out here. I still have the funds short 170,000 contracts of corn. I've got them short about 115,000 contracts of wheat. So hopefully after the first of the year, we'll see them cover. And I think we'll shake some corn out of the farmer hands after the first of the year. And hopefully we'll see the funds want to buy that and try to cover some of these huge short positions they've got, particularly in the corn market. We're expecting some big exports tomorrow, 1.4 on the wheat, which would be mostly the Chinese buying, 1.2 on the corn, and 1.4 on the beans. That's mainly Chinese demand out here. We'll get the NOPA crush on Friday. That should be very strong. So again, I just don't see the beans breaking too much in here. The corn and wheat, maybe through the end of the year, will be under some pressure, but hopefully the weak dollar will help firm things up. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.